Does the inclination of the maxillary incisors have any impact on smile attractiveness? Now, let me clarify that question. I'm not referring to viewing a smile from the front. I think it's difficult to ascertain minor differences in maxillary incisor proclination when viewing an individual from the front. What I'm talking about is when you view a person's smile in profile. Since we often view people from the side when they're speaking or smiling, it would be interesting to note whether or not proclined, upright, or retroclined incisors are regarded as more or less attractive. This question was addressed in a study that was published in the January 2011 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. I thought this would be an interesting study for us to review. The title of the article is Effect of Maxillary Incisor Labiolingual Inclination and Anteroposterior Position on Smiling Profile Aesthetics. This article was co-authored by Dr. Cao and several other research colleagues from the Department of Orthodontics at Sichuan University in China. The purpose of this study was to evaluate the effect of maxillary incisor labiolingual inclination on smile profile aesthetics in young adult females. In order to accomplish the study, the authors chose one lateral smiling photograph of a Chinese female with a normal profile, a class 1 occlusion, and a class 1 skeletal pattern. This photograph was digitized, and then the tooth inclination of the maxillary incisors was altered. The incisors were retroclined in 5-degree increments or proclined in 5-degree increments to alter the smile aesthetics. Then these altered images were shown to a group of orthodontists as well as a group of young undergraduate university students who had no dental training. They were asked to score the attractiveness of the smile using a visual analog scale. This methodology is typical of many experiments that have used a computer to alter smiling images. What did these researchers find? Question number one, was there any difference between the assessment of orthodontists and the undergraduate university students? The answer to that question is no. Their assessments were similar. Question number two, were proclined maxillary incisors regarded as attractive? The answer to that question is also no. The more proclined the incisors, the greater was the negative impact on smile aesthetics. Question number three, were the retruded maxillary incisors regarded as attractive? The answer to that question, again, is no. The two groups of panelists were similar in their assessment. Last question, what degree of inclination of maxillary incisors was regarded as most attractive? The answer to that question is upright. The authors showed in their study that upright or very, very slightly retroclined incisors were regarded as the most attractive inclination when viewed in lateral perspective. So there you have it. Proclined maxillary incisors simply do not look attractive in lateral profile view, and neither do significantly retroclined incisors. It's best to leave the teeth in an upright position. If you'd like to review this study, you can find it in the January 2011 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.